USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Justice is suing Texas over the state's new voting law, arguing that some measures passed by the GOP-controlled legislature early this year would disenfranchise eligible Texas citizens who seek to exercise their right to vote. The law makes a host of challenges that further tighten the state's election laws, such as banning drive-through voting and setting new rules for voting by mail. The suit is based on two provisions of the new law, one related to assistance in voting booths and another related to the rejection of mail-in ballots. The law, set to take effect in time for the 2022 primary elections, has already faced legal challenges that argue it will disproportionately impact voters of color and voters with disabilities. Those challenges could delay the implementation of the new state law. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
House Democrats are still debating President Biden's social spending plan. They hope to vote on the measure next week. The bill is likely to go through a revision before heading to the Senate.
As the House prepares to move forward, the Senate continues to achieve progress in our goal of passing Build Back Better before Thanksgiving. That's our goal.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the bill would need a yes vote from all 50 Senate Democrats, and some moderates are expressing concerns over the cost. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's joining Alabama, Georgia, the Republican National Committee, and others in suing the Biden administration over coronavirus vaccine mandates for private employers with 100 or more workers.
There is no federal police power. The federal government can't just unilaterally impose medical policy under the guise of workplace regulation.
The challenge will be heard by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
One governor says Tuesday's election isn't quite over.
Republican candidate for New Jersey governor Jack Cittarelli is responding to media reports calling the election for Governor Phil Murphy.
Currently, Governor Murphy and I are separated by about 1% after 2.4 million ballots counted. There are still tens of thousands of vote-by-mail and provisional ballots yet to be counted. No one should be declaring victory or conceding the election until every legal vote is counted.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Texas woman who entered the Capitol building during the January 6th insurrection and later tweeted she wouldn't go to jail was sentenced to 2 months in prison. Jennifer Lee Ryan, a 51-year-old real estate broker from Frisco, Texas, was also charged a $1,000 fine as well as $500 in restitution to the architect of the Capitol. She pled guilty to parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol building. She surrendered a few days after the riots to federal investigators who also searched her home. On the day of the riots, she shared a video saying she and her group traveled to Washington, D.C. to storm the Capitol. Ryan said in a television interview that she believed she was following the wishes of former President Trump. She said, "He asked us to fly there. He asked us to be there." Ryan's PayPal account was closed in January after she tried to solicit donations to cover her legal fees and business losses. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.